This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Ma'avoyim. We continue in Mishneh Berurah, Daf HaShavua. Okay, so one, just a point of information. I'm going to be out of town the next 2 days. So we're already a day ahead. If you remember, we got a day ahead. I'm going to be in Montreal. And we're 1 day ahead. So maybe either we'll do two now or do 1 now and 1 later. Maybe we'll do 2 now. Let's see how it goes. So let's start. We're up to Netilas Yadayim Shachar, Simon Zayin. We're up to Se'if Gimel. Netilas Simon Zayin, Se'if Gimel. Hitel Mayim. Somebody urinated, V'hisiach Daitem L'hato Mayim. And then he diverted his mind from having to urinate. V'achar kach Nimlach. And then he changed his mind. V'heto Mayim Pamacharis. And he urinated again. Tzarech Levarch Beis Pamamash Yatzar. You have to say Asher Yotzer twice. The example would be, let's say you come over to me and you borrow $1. And then, because you want to buy a can of Coke. I'm talking about like in 1940 when Coke was only $1. Nowadays it's like, I don't know, it's like $8. But, and then you decide you want to drink another can of Coke and you borrow another $1. So now you owe me $2. The fact that you didn't pay me back the first time, it doesn't mean now you only have to pay me back once. So you owe God an Asher Yatzar. So you will go to the bathroom again. You owe him another Asher Yatzar. He said, no, I'm going to make one Asher Yatzar. You owe me $2. So it says in Mishneh Berurah, Beis Pa'amim. However, now it's interesting, the Dirshu brings that the Maimer Mordechai says, let's say you went a third time. He says, if you forgot twice or more, I mean, in this case, you only forgot once, so you're making two Asher Yatzar. But he says, if you forgot twice or more, you only make one Asher Yatzar for all of the previous times. In other words, you forgot, and now you go again, so you make one for now and one for what you forgot. But if you went a third time and you forgot twice, then you only make one makeup. So obviously my mashal with the dollar would not be a good mashal according to the Maimon Mordechai. However, the Prima Gadim is of the opinion, you got to make an Asher Yatzar for every time you miss. This is all in the Shita of the Mechaber. However, the Mishneh Berurah says, K'nematzinu le'inyin tfila. Now what about a Baal Tshuva? The guy comes to convert, he said, I don't know anything. He says, you want me to get up for Shacharis? No problem. You want me to learn every day? No problem. You want me to eat gefilte fish? No problem. They say, sir, you need to make 50 million Asher Yatzars now. So I'm going to be spending the rest of my life making Asher Yatzar. So he brings from Rav Shlomo Zalman that even according to the Prima Gadim, who says you got to make an Asher Yatzar for every Asher Yatzar that you miss, you don't have to make an Asher Yatzar the amount of times. He says, Lefi she'ein levarech berchas hoida, only on the times that you remember and you feel a hoida for. But the guy, you know, he hasn't made Asher Yatzar. Okay, that's interesting. L'maisa, let's see the Mishneh Berurah. Why would you have to make an Asher Yatzar every time? Because it's in tefila. Shem ta, if you made a mistake, v'lo yispalo shachris, mispalo mincha shtayim. You daven mincha twice. Aval harbe me achroinim cholkim apsakza. Many achroinim dispute this. The soivim they hold the shani tefila. Asher Yatzar is not like tefila because tefila is shivmakam carbon, and by carbon you have carbon tashlumin v'shach v'tashlumin asher inkem asher yotzer asher berchas hayda yoitza b'hada achas al harbe pa'amim kimisha achal shtei pa'amim v'siach daite bein time. Just like somebody who ate twice. And he's Mesiach Das, Shemavarch Berchas Hamazon, Achas Al Shteyem. So basically, many Achorinim argue on the Shulchan Aruch. Who are they? The Shaar Tzion brings the Bach, the Shla, the Magen Avram, the Gra. And Lamaisa, the Taz, agrees with the Mechaber. But you have enough big guns on the other side that the Mishneh Berurah says, V'yesh Lohakal Basavik Brachais. You can be Mekel. If Lamaisa, you forgot to make an Asher Yatzar, then you make one. Uchlechila. Nochin lizar levarch techav Asher Yatzar achatars mayim. Lechachil you should make Asher Yatzar immediately. Deshema yitzarch oir acher kach lato mayim, because you might have to go again. V'adin b'gdoilim, the same thing would be for Gedolim. In other words, somebody had to go for Gedolim, make it immediately because you just never know when you might have to go again. Okay, now we begin basically a new Miktsaya in Halacha, Hilchos Tzitzis. Hilchos Tzitzis Va'atifasai. Halacha number one, Yis'atef B'Tzitzis. You should wrap yourself in your tzitzis v'yivarech m'umad and make a bracha on the tzitzis standing. Now, do you have to wear tzitzis? Do you have... Oh, Sif Dalet, thank you. Thank you. Sif Dalet. Sorry, we're going to rewind that, okay? Ein shir lahashtin mayim. There's no shir to a minimum amount that a person has to urinate. Kafilu letipa achas chayv levarech. If somebody just goes one droplet, they have to make an asher yatzar. She'im yisasei manekim lahoitzi ativa hi ha yakashaloi v'chayv lahoitas. If that droplet would not have been able to be expelled, it would have been shvera maisis. Even one droplet could be harmful for a person v'chayv lahoitas. So there's no shear. Person says, you know, I tried. If you tried, probably something came out and you have to make an asher yatzar. Okay. Simen ches. Hilchos tzitzis v'atifasai. Yis'atef b'tzitzis v'yivarech mu'umad. One should wrap himself in his tzitzis and make a bracha on the tzitzis standing. Now, does a person have to wear tzitzis? Because they say, look, I only have to put strings on a four-cornered garment. It's not my style. I like wearing five-cornered garments. Or I like wearing no cornered garments. So Rav Moshe famously says in a tshuva that Minhag Yisrael is that we are makbid to wear davka, four-cornered garment, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of tzitzis. And therefore, yes, one is obligated to put on this four-cornered garment and wear it. Now, you wrap yourself, says the Mishnah Berurah, when? Miyad achar netil sidayim. Right after you wash your hands. Why shouldn't you put on the tzitzis before you wash until sidayim? So the Dirshu brings in the Prima Gadim and the Levushi Srad, because you really need to make the bracha on the tzitzis before you do the atifa, and you can't make the bracha before the atifa. So you say, but we're not making the bracha. Married men are not making the bracha until you put on the talis gadol. So for us, maybe you should put on the talis katan right away. Number two, it is prohibited to touch your clothing before Netil Siyadayim, like the Mishnah Berurah brought in Simen Dalet Siv Katan Beis. That you don't touch your clothing before Negevaser. Why? Some kind of mystical reason. You don't touch the clothing before Negevaser. What would the nafkamina between these two reasons be for a married man? If the reason is because you're supposed to make the bracha before, we don't make the bracha before. We wait for the Talis Gadol, so then you could put on your Talis Katan right away. However, if the reason is that you don't touch your clothing before Negevaser, so then don't put on the talis katan until after you wash Negevaser. So then it comes out like this. If you're washing by your bed, so you wash the Negevaser, and then put on your talis katan right away. Why? The Mishnah Berurah says, Kedei shelo yelech arba ames b'lo tzitzis, so as not to go four cubits without tzitzis. So, is it only usher to walk Dalet Amos without tzitzis, or is it even prohibited to stay in one place and not wear tzitzis? The mashmois of the Mishnah Berurah is there's no isser kisha oimed b'li tzitzis. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, not like that. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, it's mistaber that even if you're not walking, don't be in a state without tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah is not saying the Isser is walking, but the Mishnah Berurah is just emphasizing the importance of doing it right away. Now, you should make the bracha standing. Ma'umad, Ratzoloimar, Ha'atifa, Vahabracha, Shtehen, Ba'amida. The Atifa, wrapping yourself, and the blessing should be Ba'amida. So it's interesting. The wrapping should be be'amida, and the bracha should be be'amida. Why do you have to, now you're saying wrapping, who wraps the talis katan? So it's interesting that we're going to see later on in Sif Katan Zayin that we who pater the bracha on the talis katan with the talis gadol, we don't do an atifa on the talis katan. So in that case, do we need to be standing when we put on tzitzis? The Mishnah Berurah just says, you need to wrap the tzitzis ba'amida, you need to make the bracha ba'amida, but we don't do either. We don't wrap, and we don't make a bracha. So do we have to put on the tzitzis standing? We'll get to that in a second. Why do you wrap the tzitzis standing? Ha'atifa mishum d'chsev lachem. V'yalfinon g'zeir shava me'oymer d'chsev gam kein lachem. We make g'zeir shava from the oymer, that it says also lachem. Uva oymer k'siv me'hachel chermesh ba'kama. By the oymer it says, when the sickle starts on the standing grain, v'darshin ba'koyma. So the Maisa Atifa should be standing. Ba'abracha mishum d'chol berchas ha-mitzvois tzarech li'ois ba'amida. V'hu rak l'charchila. This is all only l'charchila. The b'diyavad yotze b'shem b'chol gavne b'diyavad yor yotze. Sigh if you wrapped the tzitzis ba'amida or if you made the bracha ba'amida. V'eskimu roi v'achorim l'charchila tzarech li'ois ha-bracha koydim ha-atifa. The Achorinim say that Chachilo, you should make the bracha even before you wrap. That is when you're holding in your hand for Roitzos Atipa and you want to wrap with it. Because that is precisely immediately before you perform the mitzvah. Don't make the bracha when the talis is still in the bag. That is much too early. Okay, so one thing directly on this. The Dirshu brings from the Munkacher that the implication is that if you're Mavarech, when you're holding the Taos before you, when it's unfolded, that's Oivel Asiyasan. He brings the Minog, based on many Achroinim, to make the Bracha after you're already holding it behind you. I guess it's sort of a split second different. From reading the Mishnah Berurah, you take it out of the bag and it's unfolded even before you sort of like flip it behind you, getting ready, even when you're holding in front of you, that's also Oiver L'Asiyasan, and perhaps there's a hiddur of waiting until you're already holding it behind you. Now, regarding what we said before, that only the wrapping has to be standing, and only the brach has to be standing, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in Mincha Shloimeh, the Dershu quotes, that it could be you don't have to be standing when you don the talis katan, because the chiyuv to put on tzitzis is only once you're wearing it. That's why there's no specific chiyuv to stand while you're donning the tzitzis. Only when you're wrapping it after you already are wearing it. I don't know what that means, because you usually wrap it before you wear it. And he quotes, it seems like it is not a halachic imperative, or at least it's not clear that you need to be standing when you actually dress yourself in a talis katan. I have to admit, I don't think I ever heard that before. So the lashon the dershu brings from Shlomo Zalman is yitachein, it's possible. But I guess let's look into that further. Okay, so that's the Mishnah Berurah for today.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.